Alt BP. Budapest alternatív kulturális feltérképezése.
Thanks for being here in a Saturday morning, beautiful morning in Budapest. I understand that maybe a nice walk around the river would be more engaging. So I really, really appreciate the fact that you are here. Thank you so much to the organization for having me here today. My name is Marta Pallarès, and the fact that I'm putting my first name before my family name would tell you something, which is I'm not Hungarian. I come from Barcelona, and I work at this amazing festival, Primavera Sound, and that's why I'm here today. When Budapest Brand and the organization of Alt.BP contacted us, it was because the festival in Barcelona I work for, we have a very ambitious plan for next year. For those ones who are not familiar with the festival, we were supposed to have our 20th anniversary in 2020. If you haven't been living in the world for the last 2 years, we had this thing called COVID, which made us cancel or postpone our edition first from June 2020, then we moved absolutely everything to August 2020. Guess what? Didn't happen. Then we moved everything again to June 2021 again. It didn't happen. So we guess that finally next year we are going to celebrate our 20th anniversary. But we decided that we should give the audience more. And that's why I'm here today. Because the ambition is not to only to become the biggest festival in Europe. Thanks to Brexit, we can consider us like that because Glastonbury is not longer in the equation. So not only the biggest festival in Europe, but also to become a referent, speaking about urban festivals. The topic here today with this keynote speech and the panel I can sadly not attend because I don't speak Hungarian, is how festivals can shape the reality of our cities, our social, economical, touristic, and cultural faces of our cities. Primavera Sound is a festival which is deeply ingrained in Barcelona. We know that when we are selling a ticket to Primavera Sound, we're selling a ticket to Barcelona. Right now, the whole group is evolving. We don't only have a festival, but we are creating a whole environment that goes way beyond. We are growing a lot. We pretend to take the Primavera Sound Barcelona flagship festival to the next level. And also we are expanding internationally. Something that we always do is try to find a city that kind of shares our values. That's why we have had a festival in Porto, in Portugal, for 9 years now. And next year, if COVID lets us, finally we will have our first edition also in LA. We only look for cities. We are not a festival with a camping site. That's not what we are trying to do, because our audience is slightly older. We like the comfort of our beds, so that's what we do. And that means that we have a huge impact in the cities where we are landing. Right now, this is our whole strategy. I'm just going to move a little bit. So that's the whole universe of Primavera Sound. We have the big festivals, Barcelona, Porto and LA, a smaller festival, which is the Primavera Weekender, which has had a couple of weeks ago for 1,500 people, and Primavera Club, which is a smaller part of our festival that happens in venues. We also have record labels. We are working with Universal Spain and also Sony Music to release records of our artists. We have a radio station and Rock Deluxe, which would be kind of the pitchfork in Spain, something like that. And we recently bought Rock Deluxe as well. Some of our partners are Pitchfork and NTS. We also have an in-house creative agency, which is called Vampire. It's the agency and Vampire Films. They take care of all the needs of our partners when it comes to the festival, let's say, I don't know, Pull&Bear or Adidas, they need something to be done in our festival, our agency takes care of that. And recently, we just announced the creation of a foundation, La Fundación Primavera Sound. This is very important to our topic today because we just want to give back. We know that the festival like ours has a huge impact in the city, so we just thought that it would be okay if we try to give something back to the community, because we can be annoying. We know that. So, moving forward, we have four big pillars in Primavera Sound. First of all, the commitment to music. Second, sustainability. The third one would be social responsibility. And the fourth one is Barcelona itself. Commitment to music. I don't know if you've had the chance to come to Primavera Sound. I'm aware that some of your colleagues around here have been. Yesterday I attended the show at the aquarium and I was introduced to several of your colleagues and they told me, yeah, we've been there 2017. It was amazing with the Cave Fire and Nick Cave. So I hope that you have had the chance to come. Otherwise, we'll be waiting for you. Commitment to music. It's all about music. We will talk later to David about how we create the lineups. But now, sustainability. This is really, really important for us. Since 2019, we are partnering with the Sustainable Goals Campaign from the UN. They approached us because, as I will tell you, on social responsibility, in 2019, we created the first gender equal lineup ever in a festival our size. Of course, it's easier to do that if you just have 20 bands on your lineup. But when we are talking about 200 bands at the moment, just having a 50-50 split female-male artist, that was pretty impressive. So the UN approached us to ask if we would like to partner with them. We are aware of the fact that we have a huge stage that we can really raise awareness about a lot of issues. So we think that we need to give something back. So that was pretty big. We called it the new normal. Sadly, now COVID made us think that the new normal is something different, like wearing face masks and whatnot. But back in the day, the new normal was that there should be as many men as women on stage. And the foundation, as I will explain a little bit later, also has that that same goal. And then Barcelona. Primavera Sound is a representation of the city that has seen the festival grow, Barcelona. We are open and cosmopolitan, as is Barcelona. And it's fully ingrained in our DNA. When the founders of Primavera Sound did that now 22 years ago, they just wanted to program something small in the city just to be able to bring the bands that they loved to the city. But we realized that one of our biggest assets, not only the curation of the lineups, is that people just want to come to a city to enjoy Barcelona, because it's comfortable to stay in a hotel, because it's nice just to be there and enjoy the modernist architecture, because honestly, we have amazing weather, and it's just nicer to stay in Barcelona than just being, I don't know, in a camping site somewhere in Coventry. I'm sorry if you are from Coventry, I think you're not. So this is why we have been working so closely with the Barcelona Town Hall. We are aware of the fact that a festival like ours, we are going to see some of the figures right now, so you can really understand how big the festival is. I know that in the next panel you are going to have some of the finest festivals in Hungary here. So they will also explain their own size. But to us, it's pretty big. It happens in this part of Barcelona, which is called El Parc del Fòrum. You are seeing the Mediterranean here. Interesting thing is that all this part of Barcelona, if you can Czech, I know that the resolution is not amazing, but you will see all these huge buildings here. This part of Barcelona was built for the Olympic Games in 1992. This was a very, very deprived area of the city. Heroin problems were huge back in the 80s, not only in Barcelona, but in the whole Spain, were happening here in El Parc del Besòs, in the area of Besòs. So when the Barcelona Olympic Games were announced in 1992, the town hall decided that we needed to expand. We are a city that can't grow anymore. We have a mountain at the back, El Tibidabo in Montjuïc. We have the sea at the front, and we have two rivers at every side. Besòs, this is the part of the river Besòs, and Llobregat at the other side. That means the city couldn't grow anymore, but this part was still to be built. So the town hall decided to build this whole new area and to create El Parc del Fòrum, the Forum Park. And this is where we are having the festival now, because after the Olympic Games, it was like, now what? We have a huge concrete area. We don't have anything to do in here. Bring it on. We're going to make a festival. This is a little bit the venue as it was until now, because in 2022, as we explained, we are going to grow a lot. Double trouble, we are going to have a festival which is not going to be only 3 days, but it's going to be one weekend, then everything in between, and then another weekend. So we are going to expand. But this is just for you to know. We are very lucky because we have this part here that's an auditorium, which makes it really, really special that you can go to a huge indie alternative festival, but also be able to enjoy some more, let's say, orchestral or special activities, and that happens in the auditorium. Here we have two very big stages. This is the biggest area. The festival started what we normally call classic primavera, because it happened only in this part. Then we started expanding here. This is a very beautiful stage with some stairs. And then we grew there. We have four stages over there, which are only electronic. Myself, when I'm working, I'm basically living here. That's the production area. And sadly, I can't attend anything at all. But I know, I've been told that it's pretty nice, the festival I'm working. Not that I know. So this is a test. If you need to get your eyesight checked, just try to read something. This is a pretty impressive, humongous double lineup for 2022. Our designer had the crazy idea to make a color scheme for the bands that were only playing one weekend, the other weekend, 2 weekends, or maybe all around. For example, we have this band which is called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and they decided that they are going to play every day. So they're going to offer 10 different shows in 10 different venues. So I guess that there's a color only for them. So as you will be able to see, maybe, we have almost two completely different lineups for the first weekend and second weekend, and some of the headliners are going to be in both. So now we have here Tyler the Creator and Tyler the Creator, The Strokes, Massive Attack, but then everything in between. What makes this festival especially interesting for next year is going to be this part. We wanted to give back to the city. The venues are the ones that have been suffering more during COVID. So, between the first weekend and the second weekend, we're going to have Primavera in the city. It's going to be 13 different venues all over the city with shows that can go from something very, very small to having Beck or Megan Thee Stallion playing in a venue. I don't want to be there when people try to get in, but I guess that someone will take the pay off for that. I will be in my production area. So I don't know, we're going to make a raffle or something like that to see who gets in. This is going to be the calendar for next year. As you can see, it's going to be 200 shows at Forum for the first weekend, and it's 150 shows during the week in between, and 200 shows more. So this is going to be really, really big, meaning that also the impact in the city is going to be really big for the better and for the worse. Because the economic impact and everything which is good for the city is going to grow, but also some of the nuisances that we are aware that we can create with something as big as this and the attendance figures that we will see right now. This is how we are going to grow. We are going for 4 days to 11. The budget is more than double from 24 million euros to 50 million. If I had to do that in your currency, I don't know. That's a lot of zeros. You have a lot of zeros, guy. The shows are also more than double. In total, it's going to be 540. The square meters in Forum are also growing. The attendance is really growing. Normally, music festivals, we count two different things. So we are going to have unique visitors. It's going to be 210K, but single entrances is 500K. So this is not that we are going to have 500,000 different people, because some of the people will come absolutely every day. So single attendance is going to be 210,000. And the economic impact for the city is going to grow from 139 million to more than 300, taking into account the flights, accommodation, people spending money in restaurants, buying a souvenir for the mama, that kind of stuff. Some nice things that people have said about us. It's always a nice ego trip. This is the audience. And this is the split. We are talking about these prices for weekend one. It's 245. I'm very sorry, everything is sold out. I know that I'm selling this really, really well, but you can't come next year. Well, just drop me an email, we'll do something. But if you're planning to come, 2023, it's going to be more or less like this. If we don't die next year and we continue doing the 10 days, which I highly doubt. It's 245 for 3 days, 450 for the VIP, 3 days. And then we have this 10-day festival ticket only for the very brave, 425 euros and 850. The split is more or less like this, and you will see that it's very even in precedence, age, and gender split. We have 48% of the international of the audience is international, coming mostly overwhelmingly from the UK. 32% of people come from the UK. We are very happy that just this week we found out how to issue free visas for musicians, because Spain, and I believe that also Hungary, haven't found out yet how to issue 90 days free visas for musicians. Spain is the third country in the world for UK musicians, so it was terrible that they had to go through really lengthy processes and very costly processes to just get a visa to come and play to our country. Luckily enough, we found a solution just this week, and now they will be able to come finally and tour. We also believe that UK audience won't have any problem just to come, because of course there is no financial transaction involved. They will just come on holidays. Then, funnily enough, we have 14% of people coming from the US, which is kind of surprising. Of course, maybe they have bigger resources, but it's true that it's a very long and costly trip. But yeah, apparently they are willing to come, so you're welcome. Then Ireland, Italy, Germany, France, 3% from Mexico, which is also kind of surprising. And here you are somewhere, Hungary is here with the others. If someone is interested, I can just try and find the data for you. This is the split in the national audience, which is 52%. And related to the gender, we also have a very nice split between men and women. Why do I say nicely? Because I don't know if any of you ladies here have had the experience of being in an overwhelmingly male audience, and at some point things get kind of rough, kind of heavy, and you feel, oh, I think I'd rather be home right now. So we want to create a safe space, and it's not only because we want to, but naturally it has become a safe space because we are just hanging with your sisters, and that creates a very, very nice atmosphere for everyone. We are very, very proud of creating this safe environment for everybody. So I think it's cool that so many women and very young girls have decided to come to our festival because they feel that they can be safe in there. And this is the biggest age group. It's between 18 and 29 years old. Yeah, just some random facts about the audience. More of half of them have been at the festival before. 88% say that they intend to come. That's only because they are drunk when we ask them, and they're happy and they say, yeah, of course we will come again. But no, just joking. Normally people come back. So that's it. That's a presentation, and I hope that now you got a little bit more why they have invited us, Primavera Sound, to come and talk about how a festival can shape the city where it's located. We know that having something this big in a city can create some alterations in the area. We strongly believe that we have to give back. The impact that something like this creates in a city is huge. Economically, culturally, sustainability-wise, and especially in its society. We strongly believe in the transformative power of something like this. From the gender part, I'm a little girl. I love Lizzo, and I want to be a guitar player. If I don't have any kind of reference on stage, maybe I can't believe that I will be there once. I'm a music journalist. When I started doing what I do, there were no women writing about music in my country. I've always wanted to write for this magazine I showed you before, Rock Deluxe. And at some point, I was just bold. I said, okay, I'm going to send an email, and maybe. And that happened, but I didn't have any reference. Right now, young girls do have reference in our country. But that's only a part of the impact that we can generate. We are working strongly in sustainability. We are doubling, more than doubling, the festival for next year. That doesn't mean that we can just happily double all the emissions, all the waste, all the plastics that we produce. We are working in an action plan for next year that will allow us not only to reduce the impact, the environmental impact that we are going to have, but more than half reducing it. So we are not going to grow at the same pace. We are not going to reduce it just a little bit. We want to go, if possible, carbon neutral, trying to compensate our emissions through wind plants in Turkey. One of the very ambitious ideas is to try to absolutely eradicate all the plastics in our festival. That's also part of the impact. And then socially, we can't allow to have 210,000 people in Barcelona that just come around and behave like gods and then leave and take all the trash there. We have to give back because we are proud of who we are and we are proud to be ingrained in Barcelona. If Barcelona has pride itself as an open, consciously set city, we should be the same because, as I told you, when we are selling a ticket for Primavera Sound, we are also selling a ticket for Barcelona. So I strongly believe that we could set an example for urban festivals all around the world. We know that the bar is high, but I don't know. I believe that we can do it. At least we had 2 years to plan this because it was very, very boring at home. So I really hope that next year, finally, when we are able to finally do it, we will do it in a way which is not only going to be engaging and fun, but also a thing that we can be proud of. So thank you so much for being here. Kosono.
Alt BP. Budapest alternatív kulturális feltérképezése.